Alan Jordan at the Country with History. Before that, we did have In Brenna Boy's Born Winner. Feel Ice Cream with Love Line. Let's get Daniel and David O'Sweetway. News Bulletin is coming up just in a bit.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's Killer Killer! And you are listening to Power FM 100% Zed and Afro, hits all day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Ogbwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Increased desire for presidency among opposition leaders fueling confusion, the opposition says Sabo Mbeki.
IBA calls for responsible use of AI, warns against replacing human judgment in newsrooms.
In international news, prolonged use of some sanitary pads has infertility risks. Professor Visa.
And in sports news, Lumwana FC stuns Roan as Aguila silent in Dola United.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front, and we're live on news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Sakaina Sakala.
Opposition National Democratic Congress NDC President Savoy Imboela says the desire by some opposition leaders to become head of state at whatever means possible has contributed to the confusion and disunity in the opposition. Ms. Imboela says the belief among some political players that it is entirely up to them to secure the presidency without aligning their ambitions to God's will and the broader national interest has created unnecessary competition and divisions with opposition ranks. Speaking when she featured on the Political podcast that while it is normal for leaders to aspire for higher office, problems arise when personal ambition is placed above unity, purpose and service to the country. Ms. Imboela explains that her own political journey is guided by faith and the understanding that leadership must align with God's plan for both the individual and the nation. She stated that if God ever intends for her to become Republican president, the opportunity will come at the appropriate time, and when it does, she intends to be ready. The NDC leader says she is committed to preparing herself for the high office through service discipline and leadership, but stresses that she will not be disappointed if the presidency does not materialize because she believes it would not have been meant to be. Ms. Imboela maintains that national leadership should be anchored on service, purpose and readiness rather than entitlement.
I want to be president, and I know I'll be president one day if God allows. But for me, I always say, if God allows and when God allows, because sometimes we may want something, but that's not God's plan for you or the country. You know, things that we do, we need to align it with God and our purpose. I always say that if God ever wanted me to be president of this country, when that opportunity comes, she finally ready. I get the point. So I'll do everything possible in my life to make myself ready for that position if it came. But if it never comes, trust me, I won't be sad about it, because I'm not to say it was never meant to be. You know. But there are people, despite being Christians, they feel that they have to be president at whatever means possible. You know, they put it as if it's up to them to be president, and this has caused a lot of confusion in the opposition, because everybody wants to be president, and with that, there's been a lot of disunity in the opposition, you know. But trust me, a lot of things which are going on now will make the opposition to unite.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has urged broadcasters to adopt artificial intelligence, AI, responsibly, warning that over-reliance on the technology at the expense of human judgment could promote misinformation. Speaking in a special interview with Power FM, focusing on the growing use of AI in the media, IBA Director General Webster Malibo said the AI technology is here to stay and has significantly improved the quality, production and dissemination of content. However, Mr. Malibo cautioned that AI has limitations, especially in fact-checking and ensuring accuracy. Mr. Malibo encouraged media houses to embrace AI as a tool. However, he stressed the need to avoid surrendering the editorial responsibility to the technology. He emphasized that radio remains a powerful medium because of its human voice and connection with audiences, warning that excessive automation of voices, videos, and images could undermine authenticity and trust. He further cautioned that AI can be misused to spread misinformation if not properly regulated. In this regard, he revealed that discussions are underway to develop a regulatory framework to guide the responsible and professional use of AI in broadcasting. The IBA says the move is aimed at safeguarding credibility in the media industry while embracing technological innovation.
Technology is here. Technology makes our work a lot easier and better, and improves the quality of the production of our work, even dissemination. I spoke to that. AI itself, used responsibly, it just makes it easier and lighter for us to do work. At the same time, we're saying that the human element is also very important. So AI doesn't have the ability to accurately fact-check, for instance. It can attempt, but sometimes it won't get the facts right. As you know, AI really depends on what is fed into it, and sometimes what is fed is limited to what actually is probably accurate or more up-to-date.
Church of Central Africa Presbyterian CCAP Mishisi Congregation Presiding Bishop Happy Nhango has expressed hope that the UPND has taken a moment of introspection following the election vote that the party amassed in the January Chawa parliamentary by-election. The clergy said introspecting on the outcome of this election offers a thoughtful perspective on the implications of the party and the broader political landscape to achieve better results in the upcoming general election. Speaking during a church service at CCAP Misisi in Lusaka, which was attended by UPND Deputy Secretary General, Secretary Gertrude Menda, and the Chawama constituency, UPND aspiring candidate Morgan Munda, Bishop Muhango further advised the UPND to introduce more social programs aimed at alleviating poverty. The bishop said such programs have the potential to propel the party to victory in this year's general election.
Within a separate development, Varun Beverages Zambia Limited says it plans to invest close to $9 million in 2026 to expand production capacity and scale up milk procurement under its Creambell brand, following strong growth in 2025 driven by local dairy farmers. Speaking at the 2026 Creambell Farmers Meet, Chief Executive Officer Vibe Singh Chakun, or the Chauhan, says the company recorded 30-40% increase in milk procurement year on year, while overall business growth stood around 35%. He attributed the performance to the commitment and discipline of local dairy farmers, who continue to meet quality standards despite rising production costs and operational challenges. The company's Creambell plant employs nearly 400 workers across manufacturing, quality control, warehousing, logistics and administration, and distributes products to more than 18,000 retail outlets nationwide.
From you, our farmers, from the market, and from our retail community, it has strengthened and reinforced our confidence in the dairy sector in Zambia even further. And because of that confidence, I'm proud to share that our chairman, Mr. Ravi Tekuria, has decided to invest another $9 million in Greenville, Zambia alone. This investment of $9 million is not a 3-year plan or a 5-year plan. This will be invested 100% in 2026 itself. This investment will come in form of plant upgrades and upgrading our processing capacity and introducing more high-value, high-quality products to the Zambian consumers. And with your help, with this investment, we will be able to scale our milk procurement even further to what we are doing right now.
Meanwhile, Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala commended Varun Beverages Zambia for creating a platform that brings together farmers, cooperatives and industry players to strengthen the dairy sector. In a speech read on behalf of the Minister by Director of Fisheries and Livestock, Bonwell Mupeo, Mr. Kapala said government recognizes the dairy sector as a key contributor to rural livelihoods, job creation and national food security. He added that the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock remains committed to supporting sustainable livestock production, disease control, farmer training and improved market access.
I commend Varun Beverages for consistently providing this platform to share knowledge, reward excellence, and fortify the backbone of Zambia's dairy industry. This year's theme, the prosperous future.